The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Heath Mulligan Project. This is a podcast where I am trying to help you discover your purpose, your passion, and the possibilities that God has for you by sharing about my life, my experiences, my ups and downs, my trials, my tribulations. We're 5 years into this podcast. Let me dig a little bit deeper. So I've done a lot of different podcasts. Some of them are still around. And when I started this one, I started it in December of 2018. And I really just wanted something with my name on it. I wanted to say, hey, this is mine. This is what you're getting. This is who I am. Put myself out there. And the journey over the last 5 years has been really spectacular in a lot of ways, difficult, obviously life-changing. So, have you ever been in a season of uncertainty? Have you ever just had a season where you just, man, you, it, where in every area of life, you're just like second-guessing yourself, you're wishy-washy, you're just not sure what to do? One of the things about my personality, call it a flaw or whatever, I'm always thinking about the past. And I think a lot of people, we often think about, okay, what, you know, if you could go back and give yourself some advice, what would you do? And I've been thinking about that this week because there was another season of my life where very similar, almost like deja vu. And so as I thought about that this week, I came to this conclusion. I came to this. It's not that I want to go back to that season and say, hey, you need to do this and you need to do this. I want to go back and ask myself, hey, what would you have done differently? What do you wish in this moment before you made this decision? What do you wish you would have done differently? And here's three things. I'm going to give you three things that if you're in a season of uncertainty, you can do to get unstuck, to start the process of stabilizing things. The first thing is seek the Lord. Now, we oftentimes, we pray for answers, we pray for healing, we pray for strength, we pray for all these things. But I think at the core of where I'm at in life and who I want to be, I want to just seek the Lord. I want to pray. I want to be in His Word. I want to know His character. I want to know His identity. I want to know His presence. And I want to do that whether He gives me answers or not, whether He gives me strength or not. I want to be so hungry for Him. I want to be so thirsty for the Lord. Again, not for anything that He can give me, but for who he is. Just as God has shown me agape, unconditional love, I want to show that back to him. Hey, God, I want to seek you. I want to know you. I want to be close with you no matter what you do for me. Of course, God loves me. I can't do anything for him. I can't do anything to change his position. I can't do anything to add to him. Whereas in my case, I can't do anything without him. I'm nothing without him. And so I think that's what I think in life, at the core of a lot of our drifting, even if you're not drifting morality-wise or holiness-wise, we can always seek the Lord and get closer and be more like him and be filled more with his spirit. So I think 30-something Heath would tell a 48-year-old Heath, hey, you know, seek the Lord. I think the second thing would be ask the right questions. Sometimes we're in situations we don't understand, and you might not get to the right question right away. But I think the mistake we make is when we just make a lot of assumptions and we don't ask clarifying questions. How do I need to do this? What's expected of me? How much? How far? When? Where? How? Why? All of these questions, not just about our jobs or our careers or our family, but about who we are. You know, who is God? Why am I here? What's my purpose? What's my dream? What, you know, ask a broad array of clarifying questions instead of being so afraid and so gripped with fear and anxiety because of the uncertainty. Now, you could ask all the right questions. You could ask all the right people and still not be able to get rid of all of the uncertainty. Uncertainty is not necessarily bad in our lives. It builds character, it builds trust, it builds our faith. It just wears on us. It wears on us. And we can be active. Listen, my first instinct is to crawl in a hole, to basically crawl in the bed. I have gone through seasons where I don't answer my phone, where I don't really respond to text. And I guess what I'm saying is you got to do the opposite of that. You got to talk to more people. You got to ask more questions in order to get clarity and in order to swim through the sea of uncertainty. And here's the third thing. You gotta ask for help. That could be through a counselor. It could be through your pastor. It could be through a friend. It could be your co-workers. It could be your superior, the person that you work for, your boss, your direct report. Hey, I'm really struggling here. And it goes back to those asking the right questions, asking those clarifying questions. And what you may find is, hey, I've gotten information of what I need to do to get to point A to point B. And what I have found is in this season, for this a period of time, I can't do that on my own. I'm going to need A, B, C, and D. I'm going to need these things. But now I understand the situation a lot better. And I understand I can't do this on my own. And I understand, I know in ministry, one of my greatest areas of weakness in ministry has always been asking for help. And I've shared this story. I think this is going to be a podcast coming up where I talk about this, about what really kept me from asking for help. And I think if you do those three things, again, it starts moving the boulder a little bit. One of the things that I have thought about maybe more than anything over the last 5 years, I have thought about the concept of grief. I have read numerous books on grief. And what I have discovered, and I've shared on this podcast many, many times, is that in order to travel through the journey of grief, you have to learn to take action. If you just let grief happen to you, if you're not doing anything, if you are just being reactive, and sometimes not even being reactive, sometimes you're just letting it steamroll you. Sometimes we let people steamroll us. And I think there are a ton of similarities between uncertainty and grief. I think the experience of grief can create a lot of uncertainty, and I think uncertainty can certainly feed into grief. And I think even in grief, these same three things will help you. Seek the Lord. Ask the right questions. Ask clarifying questions. And ask for help. I think those three things, they're not, I think in our minds, they're really heavy lifts. Well, the Lord, man, the Lord, you know, he doesn't really have time for me. I don't want to bother him. These people, you know, they don't really care. They don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, this person, they're busy. They don't help me. No. As we seek the Lord, he will illuminate our minds to really the reality of what's around us. So I just want to encourage you. Uncertainty doesn't last forever. And we can make it through. We can get through this, and you don't have to go through it alone. Maybe you're listening to this and maybe you're just really struggling. You know, I never wanted this project to be just me shouting from a roof. I wanted it to be interactive. And I've had people over the years, you know, message me or ask me for help. And that's what I'm here for you. So wherever you're listening to this, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or another podcast app that you have, maybe you're listening on it used to be Anchor, now it's Spotify for Podcasters website. Maybe you're listening to this on the website. If you go to Facebook, we have a Facebook group. There's a Facebook page, the Heath Mulliken Project. As far as I know, I'm the only Heath Mulliken in the world. So you pretty much Google Heath Mulliken. It's me. You can message me on Facebook. You can message me through Instagram, Twitter, whatever is easiest for you. And I do anything I can to help you, to pray with you, to pray for you, and walk with you on whatever journey you're on to help you get to what get you where God wants you and to be who God created you to be. So God bless you. Thanks for your tremendous support, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.